Blog Talk Radio. Well, welcome, welcome, welcome. You are listening to the Don S. McClure Show. And, of course, I am the one and only, the only one that God gave dominion over the world. No, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. Anyway, you're listening to the Don S. McClure Show, and I am the one and only Don S. McClure. It's Friday. Today is the 5th of June, and I'm going to have a great show for you tonight. I am so excited about today, because in a couple of days from now, my youngest son's birthday is going to be June 8th. Yay! So anyway, I want you to sit back and relax and enjoy this wonderful and fascinating show. Our show is brought to you with financial help from listeners just like you. So if you want to support the show, you can by going to my website, www.dsmpublications.net, and hit the donation button and make your support known. And again, we come on every Friday at 7 p.m. Central, 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. in California, and 6 p.m. in Arizona. And as I said, the show is sponsored by different companies and financial support from people just like you. So if you want to get my greatest new book, The Book of Inspiration, you can go to www.dsmpublications.net and hit that button where The Book of Inspiration, A Mind at Peace, is available for your reading pleasure. If you want to listen to my show tonight or tell a friend, you can dial 347-633-9376. That's the number you can dial and listen to the show on the World Wide Web. And if you want to go on the internet, you just go to www.blogtalkradio/Don S. McClure, and you will be seeing the panel board for my show right on your laptop or your desktop. Now, if you want to email me, you can email me at donsmcclure@dsmpublications.net, or you can email me at dons.mcclure@aol.com. We've got a fascinating, and I do mean fascinating, show for you tonight. And we have reached 80,875 listeners. Man, we are rolling. I mean, last week we were at 80,175. Now we're up to 80,875 listeners. That is a heck of a lot of goddamn people out there. So I'm enjoying myself tonight. And the show's topic is Pain and Glory. The Book of Inspiration is what we're going to be talking about, but our subject matter tonight is pain and glory. And we're going to talk to you about what pain and glory means to you, how many of us understand what it means, or to truly understand what the term pain and glory will mean to you. Well, if you look in the dictionary, glory means public praise, honor, and fame, and pain means the physical feeling caused by injury or something that hurts the body, or a person that hurts your feelings or did you wrong, or just God darn left you. So I'm going to get my show started with my track by Mesa. It's from her new album. It's called Back to Love, and it's Mesa. Radio Played Our Song is the name of the track, and I really like it. It is 7:06, so let's get our show started with a bang for Mesa. Our song, I'm a driving my car till the gas run out and I never come. Oh, okay. I'm just telling you what she said in the song. She's going to drive her car till the gas run out. She said she done had enough. She said every time you come home, she said, hey, I came over here to sleep in the bed with you. Be kind, give some love. And all you want to do is argue. Man, that's Mesa. So again, get her new track, Back to Love, by Mesa. And we got a couple of more songs to play by Mesa tonight, too. She's our featured artist, and I'm really enjoying Mesa. I am a Mesa fan, and it is going to be a great show tonight. I'm telling you, turn it up, turn it out, tune it in, kick it around, beat it up.
Hey, let me tell you this story. This is a true story. I found these birds up under my air conditioner. They had made a little nest. So I washed it down and kicked them out. I evicted them. And they started lining up in the trees. And I came out the next morning, and there are three trees in front of my house. And there was all these squirrels and birds and blue jays. And they were looking at me like, why you kick us out of there? And I took the water hose and started spraying them. And then I heard the music in the background, dun, 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 dun. And they started flying toward me. I hit some of them with a baseball bat. And so my neighbor said, you're going to get in trouble about evicting them birds. I said, they better stay away from my air conditioner. And that's a true story. You ever been attacked by the birds? I'm telling you, they was attacking my air conditioner and didn't want to leave. I had to evict them out of their nest, them and their little babies. You're listening to the Don S. McClure Show, and of course, I am the one and only. Man, I've been drinking too much red tea. I am the one and only Don S. McClure, and we're talking about pain and glory. And we're going to also talk about my new book, The Book of Inspiration, A Mind at Peace. And I had a whole lot of peace of mind when I got rid of them birds from my air conditioner. Now, it also says pain can also mean mental or emotional suffering, sadness caused by some emotional or mental problem. Man, that's kind of deep. And let's see if I can get my board to move up. Someone or something that causes trouble or makes you feel annoyed or angry, sad, or even worthless. But if you look at the positive side of the term, and I don't know how they could get something positive out of pain, but if you look at the positive side of the terms and each word when combined, which means pain and glory, it should mean to win because of what you have gone through and came out on top, or what battle you prepared for. And once the conflict started, you decided to stand fast and stick it out, because you felt the end result was winning. So that's the thing about pain and glory. Pain comes because you've made a decision to get into the race, to fight for what you want, to believe in for what you want to do, and just going for everything and going all out. That's what the pain and glory means. The glory part is when you come out victorious. So just like she got in her car, she said she wasn't listening to that stuff no more. She said she noticed that they were starting to argue more and more. And she said she didn't come over there for that night. She came over to be with him, and all he wanted to talk about, he was tired. She said, you know what? I'm getting in my car and I'm leaving. That's the pain and the glory. So I want you to think about that while you're listening to some more great music on the Don S. McClure Show. And of course, I am the one and only Don S. McClure, and I'm entertaining you tonight. It is 7:13 already. Time is moving by. There is a blue note on my engineer board saying they're having a little bit of a problem with the audio files. So I guess that's why you didn't hear me for a few minutes. But anyway, we're back, and I'm just there working on it. And so I want to send a shout out to my producer, JB Spirit, and to the audio team people. Get your act together now. I got to have a good show. I picked up a new track by Lattimore the other day, and it was really nice. And so since somebody always accuses me of always playing all the females on my show, I thought I'd play a little new track by Lattimore called Love Me Back. So ladies, even though you want something from the guys, you've got to be willing to give it back. So I want you to think about that, pain and glory, and I want you to give back, give back. Don't always take. Give back something. But you're listening to the Don S. McClure Show, and this is Lattimore and a track called Love Me Back.
Yeah. So let go of your worries tonight.
scratches. Tell me you love me. You love me back. I like that latter more. Lady, you got to tell the guys that you love them. Just like you want to hear, I love you. You got to tell them, I love you too. I like that, man. I like that new track by Lattimore. I was listening to some new tracks the other day, and it was just so amazing to be able to go through the tracks and pick out some good things. And I played a couple of songs. I was like, heck to the no. I can't play that. They were just begging too darn hard. So I said, okay, can't go with that one. But the thing is, I think that's so important about the issue called pain and glory. And what's happening when you get involved with anything, whether it's life, love, business, friendship, pain and glory is going to be the way that you define some of the times and some of the things that you're trying to get into. So when you think about it, when you think about what it is you want to do, there was a movie called General Custer. And there was a man named Errol Flynn. And I remember the movie because they played it so many times on TCM. And he told one of the guys, he said, you can't take money with you, but you could take glory with you. And the guy said, that's what you're fighting for? He said, yeah, glory will live on for a long time. When you're out there and you're really serious about trying to build something, if you're shooting for the glory of what you're doing, you'll be more successful at it. If you're shooting only for the money of it, you may make it, but all the stuff that you went through to get it, it still may not be worth anything. And that's what I want you to think about, the term pain and glory. Remember, we started off earlier by saying, if you look in the dictionary, glory means public praise, honor, and fame, something that brings praise or fame to someone or something. Something that is a source of great pride. So when you go after the glory of what it is you want, you're reaching because you have great pride in what you do. Pain is the physical feeling caused by injury or something that hurts the body. Pain can also mean mental or emotional suffering, sadness caused by emotional or mental problems. But at the same time, pain can mean endurance. If you don't get any pain, remember you heard the phrase called no pain, no gain? Well, if pain is not there, which is the sister or the brother of glory, they go hand in hand. Without pain, you can't experience anything. Without pain, you can't come to the understanding of what you shouldn't do anymore. So pain is actually a good asset to learn from. Because when you stick yourself, you say, you know better than to do it again. And then birds had a lot of pain because I sprayed them down, man. I sprayed them so much. They thought they was in a tsunami of a storm. And I could hear God telling me, don't kill the birds. And I said, hey, then they better stay from up under my air conditioner. And God said, Don, I'm going to get you. I am going to get you. You're listening to the Don S. McClure Show tonight. I am the one and only. It is 7:22, and I am enjoying myself on the show. And just think, I'm close to 81,000 listeners. Can you believe that? I mean, I am growing by leaps and bounds, and it's all because of the great support that I get. And I love my fans. Mwah, 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 mwah. I forgot to send my kisses out. Whew. And I just have to kiss all my fans because they are just so Kunky Kunky, Sweetie Beady, Bunky Bunky. And my best friend is asking me, say, where you come up with Bunky Bunky, bro? And I was upstairs just dancing away. I mean, I really can dance. Kid you not. I'm going to play this track called Bang Bang. We got to speed it up a little bit. And, of course, it's got Nicki Minaj on there. So I want you to listen to this track, Bang Bang. And when we come back, we want to know what your thoughts are about pain and glory and see if we're on the same wavelength. You could email me at Don, D-O-N-S, dot McClure, @AOL.com, and I will see your email come in on my board. And so if you want to email me, you can. I got my glasses fixed so I can see. But let me play Bang Bang, and I'll be right back at 7:23. Lined up so you could really, really, really hear them, right? And I mean, it's blowing through the whole joint. And I got it a beat. I'm better than Don Don. I'm one of the deacon of the Don Don. I like saying my name. I love me some Don S. McClure. Can you believe that? Man, I am just so wild about me. You're listening to the Don S. McClure Show tonight. The number is 347-633-9376. That's the number you can dial and listen to the show. Or you can go to www.blogtalkradio.com/Don S. McClure. And next Friday, I have an author guest on our segment called Book Talk. And she is a dynamic young woman that I met Saturday at the Hammond Book Signing. And she's going to be my guest on my show. She's going to be talking about her book called Resume. And it's all about the things she's been through, how she sees life. And it's really a good book. I bought a copy of her book. And she actually has a copy of mine that she ordered called The Book of Inspiration. And I mean, I was so pleased with the Hammond Library book event. It was really a good book event. I enjoyed it. I got a chance to meet the directors, and it was just a fun day, and I really enjoyed that. Hey, listen, we're going to take a quick PSA, and when I come back, we're going to talk more about pain and glory and what you think pain and glory is. And tonight's show is sponsored by a group in Chicago called Mind Influence Attitude, Inc.org. They are a nonprofit organization on the south side of Chicago doing some great things. And they're going to be giving a lecture series that they're sponsoring for authors in the Chicago area starting in August. So they're always out there trying to do things, and they're sponsoring my show tonight, MindInfluenceAttitudeInc.org. And if you want to support them, you can go online to that website address and give them a little donation and give them a little feedback. But listen, right now we're going to take a quick PSA, and when we come back, we've got more great music and more great things to talk about. And no, my priest is not going to call me tonight, I hope not, on my Skype, because I'm going to go to church Sunday and say Hail Mary full of grace.
Finding quality child care is important. Do you know the questions to ask?
Are children supervised at all times?
Does the staff know first aid and CPR?
Be child care aware. Just call Child Care Aware of Missouri at 1-866-892-3228 or log on to mo.childcareaware.org.
How many children are being cared for?
Does this child care program have an emergency plan?
Finding the right child care could be one of the biggest decisions any parent will ever make. Let us help. Valuable information for parents as well as child care providers is available online and on the phone, and it's all free.
Have all the child care providers gone through a background check?
Have they had proper child care training?
The questions you need answered, the answers you've been looking for. Call Child Care Aware of Missouri at 1-866-892-3228 or log on to mo.childcareaware.org. Be Child Care Aware.
Hi, Margaret. It's Angie. I brought dinner today.
This is the sound of help.
Okay, everyone. Story time.
The sound of strengthening communities.
Well, this new insulation really going to save you on utility bills.
The sound of changing lives. Michigan Community Action is a network of agencies helping people achieve greater financial and personal independence through programs such as Head Start Preschools, weatherization, food distribution, and utility assistance. The programs supported by Michigan Community Action benefit people all over the state. Maybe you've just lost your job and are having trouble making ends meet, or maybe you're retired and Social Security isn't enough. Whatever your situation, we may be able to help. Visit MichiganCommunityAction.org or call 855-MI-ACTION to find out more. Helping people. Changing lives. Sponsored by Michigan Community Action and Michigan Broadcasters.
And I'm going to be in Michigan in August, and I'm going to be in Oklahoma, and I'm just going to be all over the goddamn world. Hey, did you know my oldest sister called me last week? She's a minister. She has a show called Voice of Joy. She said, Don, you can't say underwear over the radio. And I said, underwear? When did I say that? She said, Don, you can't say that. I said, underwear, underwear, underwear. I love my sister, man. She just hung up the phone on me. She said, you are crazy. So, where was I? Oh. We're back to this pain and glory. Man, I've been drinking too much red tea, and it's a really good. We're talking about pain and glory. And it did say glory means public praise. So when you work on whatever project it is you're working on, and people really support you and they think it's great, that's the glory of the project that you worked on. So think about this. If you start off really giving it your all in all, which is the pain side. I mean, you exercise, you work toward it, you think about it, you analyze it, you research it. Whatever it is you do, that's the pain side. So don't always think about it in physical pain. Even when you're studying martial arts, you have that pain side to concentrate. So I want you to take the word pain and turn it into the word called concentration. Because when you give it your all in all and you get the pain out of it, you will see your results. Now, I know a lot of you out there are saying, well, pain usually means that it hurts. And it does, but it doesn't mean it's going to hurt forever. And a lot of times, if it hurts so bad, you may make a decision to change it. So pain, a lot of times, can be really good for you if you're thinking about you're in something that you really don't want to be in, or people are trying to tell you how to think or what you should think, and you're going like, you know what? That's not how I feel. And so they have to respect how you feel, and it may not always come out the right way. It may not come out the way they think for it. And you may clash, which is the pain of it. But again, if you stick to your guns and you believe in what you're saying also, and you're being fair, but you're telling them, I want to be fair, but you have to also see it my way, one-sided. But the pain of a conversation could actually take you to a level of greater understanding. So again, I want you to think about that. And the dictionary did say that pain can also mean mental or emotional suffering, sadness caused by some emotional or mental problem, someone or something that caused trouble or makes you feel annoyed or angry, sad, or even worthless. I believe that you should be able to control your pain threshold, meaning that knowing the difference in good pain and bad pain or controversial pain is the pain where you know that in a conversation you're just not winning, so you need to let it go. Like my girl Mesa said in that first song, she was like, look, I didn't come over here to argue about this. I came over to see you be together, and we've been arguing lately, so guess what? I'm getting in my car, and I'm driving on out of here. And I remember one time I drove all the way from Florida nonstop. My brother could have killed me when I came home. He said, you done lost your mind driving 24 hours. I said, well, it was the pain that made me do it. I didn't even know what pain was at that time. You're listening to the Don S. McClure Show, and of course, I am the one and only Don S. McClure. So I want you to think about this, and I want you to rally your forces, get your ability together, and think about where you want to go. You know what? I'm going to play this track by Michael Jackson called They Don't Really Care About Us. And this is the pain that he was dealing with. And he kept saying, you know what? I don't have to be bothered with this because they bugging me. They talking about me, and they don't really care about me anyway. So that's what I told you, when pain can make you realize that you need to change the direction you're going in. They don't really care about us. Man, I like that track. I was upstairs. And I told you they're having a little bit of problem with the audio files. I don't know why. The studio's in New York. But they say they're getting it fixed. Because I heard it upstairs kind of cut out. But, man, I was just doing the moonwalk. I don't get a care about it. I said the Don is the man. I don't care if you don't understand. I know that I am the man. Man, I really like MJ. That boy can blow. The thing about life is if you're going to be involved in anything, you got to have a good feeling about it. And you can have a good feeling when you believe in yourself. Self is always what I talk about on my radio show. And in my book, The Book of Inspiration, there are 30 pages in the back that you can write your information in. So I want you to get that book at www.dsmpublications.net. And I want you to really look at the wording in that book and read the poems and get some feeling out of it, because it's got a lot of great things in there. But the most important part, it talks about believing in yourself. So as I said, pain can also mean some things, but it also can be a good thing to help you realize what it is you want to do. The time is 7:42. You're listening to the Don S. McClure Show, and I am having a ball upstairs dancing. I mean, I did the moonwalk, spinned on my head. I was jumping up and down, man. Whew, it was just really good. I really enjoyed that. I'm going to play this track before we get to another PSA, and it's called Come On In Out of the Rain. And we're talking about pain and glory tonight. It's by Wendy Moulton out of Memphis, and I'm going to be in Memphis in July. So I'm going to be there on the 25th, and I'm looking for a big turnout there. But again, I really appreciate all the support, all the love, all the caring, all the encouragement that I get to continue to be a great writer. And I'm getting better at it every time I do a new book. It gets stronger. But it's because of the people. The ones who really believe in me and keep encouraging me to be the best that I could be. And the pain comes in when you first start. But as you get better at it, there becomes less pain. But let's get to this track by Wendy Moulton. And the track is called Come On In Out of the Rain. And I'm telling you, Wendy can blow. And so we're talking about tonight the issues of pain and glory. And we're going to talk more about that when we come back after this track.
You believed that we'd find love
Man, you're talking about a track. That's Wendy Moulton. And I mean, I so enjoyed that track. I just got tears all in my eyes. I got slob all over my computer. I was telling my friend, I said, oh, man, when I played that, come on in, out of the rain. Now, we were talking about pain and glory. She said, look, just, I told you, hey, that, when that girl sings, it just gets inside of you. Man, and I would have ran from outside if she would have been singing that to me. I'd have just ran. You listen to the Don S. McClure Show, and I am the one and only Don S. McClure. It is 7:49. Man, we have been cutting up. Time goes by so fast, and my lights are lit up on my blue boards from everywhere, from the 313s, 347s, 219s, 916s, 707s. Man, 702. God, I can't even read. But I am enjoying my show tonight. We're talking about pain and glory. And for you, those of you who are just tuning in, we want to know what you think. I think that pain can be used as a good thing. The dictionary told you what it meant. We explained that. But also, I believe that without some pain, you can't get anywhere. You know, when I was growing up, my mother used to whoop me all the time, and that was some pain. And she'd say, why are you so hard, Ed? I'd say, because it's pain and glory, and I'm going to be glorified one day. No, I didn't say that. I'm just telling the story. I know my priest's going to email me right now and say, Don, don't tell the story already. But I'm telling you, she did used to whoop me, though. But it taught me how to be a better person. It taught me to do right. That was her biggest thing. Don, do right. Let me play this quick PSA by Mariah Carey, because I want all of you women out there, seriously, to take care of your heart, because I want you to be around for a while. Mwah, 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 and take my kisses all over the place.
Did you know that every 34 seconds someone has a heart attack? Every 40 seconds someone has a stroke? But it doesn't have to be that way. Every day there's hope. Join me and the American Heart Association and get serious about your heart and your health. If you're doing nothing, do something. If you're doing something, do more. Find healthy living solutions from the American Heart Association's My Heart, My Life. It's that simple.
Operación de corazón abierto para salvar mi vida. Tenía 33 años cuando me enteré que tenía una enfermedad del corazón. Y estaba bien sorprendida porque yo era una persona bien saludable. Lo primero lo que me sé eran de mis hijos que yo no iba a estar aquí para mirarlos crecer. Oigan su propio cuerpo. Estoy participando en Go Red por tu corazón para informarle a todas las mujeres que tengan conciencia de su propio corazón.
I was leaving an exercise class.
All of a sudden, the pain started. My entire chest, shortness of breath, very fatigued,
nauseated. Thought that it was nothing much, maybe just stress.
You're having a heart attack.
I'm healthy, I'm young. There's no way it could be my heart, no way. Heart disease doesn't discriminate.
Listen to your body, go get checked.
Heart disease is the number one killer in women,
and this is something that we can fight.
Visit goredforwomen.org to learn a woman's risk for heart disease.
And we're back, and my featured artist for tonight, of course, is the fabulous, great-looking, beautiful-singing, talented Mesa. And I was telling my best friend who's upstairs listening to us on the computer, and he was like, man, I hadn't heard of Mesa. He said, she sure is pretty. I said, man, she's fine. She's not pretty. She's fine. But anyway, I'm going to play this track by Mesa called Last Chance, and we played Play Our Song. Radio played our song, which was a great song. And we're going to play that song again at the end of the show. But right now, I'm going to play Mesa, Last Chance. And I really like her new album. So if you get a chance, go to Amazon.com, punch in M-A-Y-S-A, and buy some of Mesa's tracks. She's got a lot of beautiful albums, very talented, and just somebody that you will enjoy listening to.
Let me talk to you.
I've been thinking through. See, my heart's been torn, but I've been reborn because of you. Hush, baby, please, not another word. I understand everything I've heard. And I've lived life too. Yes, it's true. So I'm reminding you that
this is my last chance for love.
This is my last chance. This is my last chance for love. Every part of you, I'm gonna satisfy your heart's desire, 'cause that's what love requires.
Last Chance, and I almost cried on that song, but it wasn't that sad. It was just a different style from Mesa, and what I like about her is her versatility. She normally sings neo-soul, but she does a lot of great things, too, and like I said, her new album is called Back to Love, and it's really good. I just really like it, and that's the thing I like about my job, being on the radio. I get to pick and play a lot of great artists, a lot of great songs, and actually some of the best music in the world is played on the Don S. McClure Show. But don't forget, next week I've got an artist coming in. Actually, she's an author, and she's going to be on my show talking about her new book called Resume. And she's really, really a nice person. And I met her at the last book signing I just did. So I want you to tune in. She'll be on the show at 7:30. And we start at 7 o'clock. But we always bring the authors in around 7:35, 7:30. Give our show a chance to kind of crank itself up and get into some different things. It is 7:59, and I am enjoying myself tonight on the show. And it's just like, man, how could I get any better than playing something by my main man, MJ? Because we're talking about pain and glory. And he's saying, just leave me alone. And I have to sing that song all the time for people when I'm in the grocery store. I go in there, people run up to me, hey, it's Don McClure. Oh, give me an autograph. Oh, Don, kiss my babies. Oh, give me a cigar. I know my son's priest because they talk with lying. I say, well, they do ask me sometimes. Kiss my baby. Oh, tell him he's pretty. Let me play Michael Jackson, Leave Me Alone, because I want you to leave me alone and just buy my books. Just buy them. Buy them till they can't buy no more.
We'll be right back. there something more I could have done? Or was I not meant to be the one? Where's the life I thought we would share? And should I care? And will someone else get more of you? Will she go to sleep more sure of you? Will she wake up knowing you're still there? Why should I care? There's always one to turn and walk away, and one who just wants to stay. But who said that love is always fair? And why should I care?
Take a few hits. You ain't gotta worry about this. Stay in my zone. Take care of my home. Always got my own. So be gentle with me, 'cause I'm human, baby, and I pray. You know I might not make it to the next time, baby, that you say. Thank you.
On the air. They're checking it out now in the studio. I don't know what's going on. My sound went totally out. We seem to be back into the studio. It's in the New York section of our show. So for some reason, they can't hear me. Can you hear me at all? Okay, it says I'm fading in and out, and we're trying to get this thing fixed. So we're having some real difficulties tonight. So I'm just going to play the next track. It's called Battle Scars by Paradise Fears. And in the meantime, I'll get in touch with the engineering department and see what's going on.
For the heart's sake, for the standbys, living life in the shadow of a goodbye. Do you remember when we learned how to fly? We play make-believe, we were young and had time on our side. You're stuck on the ground, got lost, can't be found. Just remember that you're still alive.
How can we heal?
Thank you. call to the soldiers, the fighters, the young, the innocent and righteous. We've got a little room to grow, better days are near. Hope is so much stronger than fear. So if you jump, kid, don't be scared to fall. We'll be kings and queens in this dream. Offer one, one for all. You can light up the dark. There's a fire in your heart, burning brighter than ever before. I'll carry you home. Why bother playing when it's unfair? They say life's a waste, I say they lack belief. They tell me luck will travel, I tell them that's why I got beat. Left, right, moving along to the pulse of a heartbeat. This could be the last chance you have to fly. Do you like the ground? Wanted to pass you by? Man, you had it all when you were just a kid. Do you even remember who you were back then? What do you want in life? Will you be twice as strong? What would you sacrifice? What are you waiting on? Don't stop, march on. I'll carry you.
Well, it looks like I got my voice back, but the audio in New York is not working very well. And from what I understand, people couldn't hear me. So we're going to have to get that fixed. And the engineers have a blue sign on our board saying they're working on the sound, which is not a good thing. But we will write to customer service, and we do apologize. It is 8:23. You're on the Don S. McClure Show, and of course, I am the one and only Don S. McClure. The number you can listen in to is 347-633-9376, or you could go to the internet and dial www.blogtalkradio.com/Don S. McClure. It's 8:24, and we are running out of time for tonight, and I seriously hope that they get this audio thing fixed. That's not good on my show. But anyway, I've enjoyed tonight. It's 8:24. I'm going to play my man from last week. Well, actually, before I play him, I got to play one more track by Mesa, and she's our artist for tonight. Let's see. No, we won't play that because we played that already. No, we didn't. It's a song called Beautiful Symphony. Let me play this song by Mesa and hope that we can stay on the air with this craziness. And maybe they're drinking red tea in the engineer studio. I don't know. But get it together, guys. Get it together. Thank you. And that was my girl, Mesa, and I know you can hear me now because I've got two headsets on. Oh, man, I am really going to get on my engineering department. I'm going to play the last track for the night. It's my man, Charlie Wilson, Somebody Loves You. I love that song. So let me send my kisses out, mwah, 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 and just put them on your forehead, on your nose, on your lips, on your cheek, and even on your hand. Hey, remember when they used to do that gallantry thing and they'd meet a young lady and just take her hand and say, mwah, good afternoon, m'lady. You listen to the Gladys McClure Show. It is my last song for tonight. Charlie Wilson.
Girl, don't it feel good to know that somebody loves a woman that's so unbelievable. The magic that I feel around you brings me to life every time. More than physical, the aura that I see around you, irresistible. Sexy loving models, you are finer than in Vogue. The magic that I feel around you brings me to life every time. Girl, don't it feel good to know that somebody you, baby. Girl, don't it feel good
Well, I want to thank everybody for listening to the show tonight. And we've reached 80,875 listeners. So, New York, get the sound together, man. We got to keep going on with this great show. You're listening to the Don S. McClure Show. I am going to sign off tonight. I'm going to go shake my tutu off. And I don't know why I said that. But I am going to eat some watermelon. Just like I won't say it. But I am going to eat me some watermelon. And it is pretty good. And I'm about to tell a story, so I better not tell it. Hey, have a great weekend. And good night, everybody. I love you. Nah, nah, nah. And go eat some watermelon. Good night. Have a great weekend. Enjoy life. That's all you have. Oh, Don, you are crazy.
Ooh, night.